Good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Ben Scholder Morning News. Great to have you with us on this Thursday morning. Lisa Newell is normally going to talk to us at this time for the Gulf Breeze News, but instead we have Melanie Cormody, who is also with the Gulf Breeze News. Melanie, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. What do you got going on in the paper today? Optimist Club Fishing Rodeo?
Yeah, that's our big story on the front page this week, the Optimist Fishing Rodeo. They're celebrating their 50th year of doing the fishing rodeo. The Optimist Club, they are a very hardworking group of people, and they raise funds for various youth projects and scholarships throughout the years. Over the past 50 years, they've estimated to have raised over $700,000 to put directly back into the community youth projects.
Oh, that's
great.
So it's
a really big deal.
Oh,
yeah,
that's wonderful.
Registration is open now. This year, the rodeo is scheduled for May 17th through 18th at Shoreline Park. It's going to be a big celebration all weekend. They're going to have retro t-shirts, music by the Gulf Breeze High School Jazz Ensemble. There's going to be a junior fishing clinic on Sunday morning and their fish fry. So it's a lot of fun, and it's always very well attended.
No, that's wonderful. I mean, that's one of the things about our whole area, but you know, particularly Gulf Breeze, is that kind of charity, community spirit, service, you know, all of that stuff. And I love all of it. It's great to see. We also have the announcement of the almost completely official new name for what used to be called, and sort of, I guess, still is officially, Wayside Park, right?
Yeah. So it's not official yet. It will be at the next city council meeting whenever they do a resolution. But the people spoke and they listened, and the new name for Wayside Park is Mariner's Landing.
I'm fine.
The city council.
I was looking over the list of all the names, and then of the five that they selected from that the TDEC recommended, and I think Mariner's Landing wouldn't have been the one I picked necessarily, but I don't object either. You know what I mean? Like I kind of liked the Sunrise Park because Sunset, because it's like both directions or something like that. But, Pelican Park, Chappie Park, because it's the Chappie James Bridge. I like some of the ones for the historic figures in Gulf Breeze too. I thought that was kind of neat, but I like this one too. It's especially since it's a boat launch, right?
Exactly. They're working really hard on that boat launch, and it's going to be very nice once it's done. And plus, there's a piece of artwork that was donated by Artel Gallery called The Mariner, and it's a really big piece of artwork, and it's going to be really prominent in the park. So I think it just kind of, that's a big reason why they chose it.
I did have somebody say this to me yesterday, said, so the brand new name for the park is going to be Mariner's Landing. When did they commission the artwork, the name of which was The Mariner? Because there was a little bit of the feeling like, I don't know, that feels like maybe this outcome was preordained.
I don't know. I have not investigated that.
Yeah, and I don't know either.
I do know that the artwork, it was, as far as I know, Artel Gallery, they came to the city of Gulf Breeze and wanted to donate this piece to the city. So I think it all just kind of worked out that way.
Yeah. I'm not alleging there's some nefarious thing. I'm just literally saying what somebody said to me yesterday. And I'm like, I don't think so. But yeah. I see what you're getting at. Last thing, you have Spring Fest in Gulf Breeze, right? Coming up this weekend.
Yeah, it's a really big deal. It's been going on for quite some time now. And every year it gets bigger and bigger and better. And the city of Gulf Breeze, it's their annual celebration. The weekend's going to be great. It's this Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. at Shoreline Park.
Very cool. All right, Melanie, before I let you go, I'm going to have to ask you your opinion question. Of course, we have had for decades, with some brief interruptions, the sailfish sign at the eastern end of the city of proper, Gulf Breeze proper, although it is in Escambia County property, mm-hmm. so it is the eastern mm-hmm. bookend. Now you have the western mm-hmm. bookend of the brand new Pelican sign on the landing of the Three Mile Bridge mm-hmm. On the Pensacola side. Do you have a preference between the two signs, or are you equally happy with both of them?
I think they're both really equally wonderful. I do think that the Pensacola Beach, the That, I mean, that sign is iconic.
Yeah.
You see it everywhere on artwork. I did get to interview the person who did the new sign.
Oh, Brianna Spence?
I just think she's wonderful.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah. She actually did. She's done some huge murals in the city of Gulf Breeze ballparks on their concessions.
Okay.
You know, I like supporting my women, so I think she did a great job too. So I just don't like to choose.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And actually, the if you wanted to be objective about it, part of what makes that Pensacola Beach sign is so cool is like the sparkle effect and the moving arrows. Like there are things about that that are not static. That's kind of cool too. You'll appreciate this.
Yeah.
I think the one thing that the new Pelican sign makes me feel kind of sad about is that we're not going to be getting that monument to women veterans that was going to be on the north side of Gregory there. That was going to be the giant flame going up over. I mean, you know, eventually we'll get the Chappie James stuff. At least we hope we will. I was really looking forward to having all three of these features. And, you know, it just makes me kind of wish we could have had the other one, too, because I think that would have been amazing anyway. So,
yes,
no doubt. Melanie Cormody, thank you for the writing, the work, the research and the journalism that you do for Gulf Breeze. It's such a great publication. Paper comes out today anywhere. Melanie, thanks for the time. We'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you. See you in the breeze.